broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go anywhere to get you to places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't and they don't, so they won't. And they wouldn't, and they couldn't, and they shouldn't, man. And the, underline the shouldn't part. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard with me here. We will also do, of course, our, what's it called?
News and Information.
Yeah. All right, News and Information Hour coming up in our next hour. Roland Schwinn has been a frequent contributor on our program. Mr. Schwinn is the president and one of the founding members of Pride America, a group of people who are not, in the words of their charter, constrained by weight or size. They find pride in who they are and in what they're dealing with. A lot of people think that their organization is about being proud of being overweight, and that's not it at all. It's about in the times that I've talked to Mr. Schwinn and others, it's just about being yourself. Now, this news story was handled today by Pride America in a news release, and they had some commentary on it. But here it is from USA Today: the McRib. The elusive sandwich that has inspired a cult-like following is back. McDonald's announced Monday that the boneless barbecue pork sandwich, usually available in only a few stores at a time, will be sold at all U.S. locations through November the 14th. Most of the time, it's up to local franchises to determine when and if they want to sell the McRib, except in Germany, the only place where it's always available, the McRib, always. I don't know why that is, you know?
Yeah, because the Germans are not, there's no Jews there.
Oh, is that why? Because there's no Jews there, huh? What an idiot, you know?
Well, I mean, why do they?
I guess it's because there's no Jews there, so you don't have to offend them, so you can eat pork all the time.
Well, ain't that it?
I don't know. Why do you think that's it?
Because they killed all of them.
Okay, well, great. Are you serious? Do you honestly believe that McDonald's would acknowledge something like that? Hey, we can sell the McRib, we can sell pork in Germany because all the Jews are gone.
Well, I don't know, man. They're trying to do the best they can with the business that they do of what they have.
Uh-huh. Anyway, McDonald's said the response...
What does that mean, uh-huh?
Hey, bud, I'm done talking to you. McDonald's said the response was so great last November... Talk to me like that.
Well, go on, huh?
I don't care. I gotta sit there and go, we did need uh-huh. I say what I say, and then when I'm done, we move on, and you don't ask any more questions.
Okay, I just was wondering.
Yeah, really? Well, I figured you were wondering. Well, guess what? Keep on wondering. McDonald's said the response was so great last November when it made the McRib available, no Jews there.
Hey, man, you've got to stick to the point here.
Yeah, what are you pushing?
Push me, you little punk. McDonald's said the response was so great last November.
You're just mad because KUFO put you on weekends. I'm going to...
Hey,
kick your ass.
Yo, dude, what are you trying to do, man? Do that Christian Bale?
Maybe. Maybe I'll pull a Christian Bale here. And no, it won't be a Christian Bale. It'll be a Phil Hendry. I really will kick his ass.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Shut up. That's what you're not shutting up. That's the thing you're doing wrong. McDonald's said the response was so great last November when it made the McRib available nationally for about 3 weeks that it decided to bring it back nationwide this year, except in Germany, where it's always available because they killed all the Jews. The company, which previously hadn't sold the McRib nationally since 1994, declined to give sales numbers. The sandwich, which is dressed with onions...
What's that mean, dressed?
They dress it.
I bet you think that means they put it in a hat and slacks. Is that it?
What does it mean?
How do you do that, bud? How do you take a rib sandwich and put a hat on it?
I don't know.
It's a term they use in the culinary arts, which means cooking. When you dress something, it means you are seasoning it. You are putting on some sauces. You are basting it. You're, you know, garnishing it and so forth. The sandwich, which is dressed with onions, pickle slices, and barbecue sauce, was introduced nationally in 1982 with 500 calories and 26 grams of fat. It's slightly trimmer than the Big Mac, which is 540 calories and 29 grams of fat. And just like the Big Mac, the McRib has become a popular McDonald's offering. There are Facebook groups such as Bring Back the McRib. There are Twitter tags which posts range from Lucky Me, the McRib is back, to If You Eat McRibs, You Need to Reevaluate What It Is You Actually Want in Life. Is that a hashtag or something? Okay. So talking with us here from Houston, Texas tonight is Roland Schwinn from Pride America. And Roland, thanks for being with us.
I'm really happy, Bill.
And the McRib is back, and you heard that tag. If you eat McRibs, you need to reevaluate what it is you actually want in your life. How do you feel about that?
Well, the memo that we did today was a very clear statement of how we feel about the McRib sandwich. We battled the weight issue in our organization, at the same time trying to maintain pride in who we are and what we are, and have some shred of dignity and decency in our life. For McDonald's to reintroduce the McRib shows that they are not serious about assisting Pride America and other groups in maintaining the image that people who are not size confined, and you notice we don't say that we're overweight, and we don't say that we're fat, we say that we are not size confined. When they return to the American diet the McRib, that's when we wrote the editorial that we did. And we stand by it.
Now, in the editorial that you wrote in Pride America, you said the McRib is just one of many reasons that there are people who are not size confined in America. For those millions of people, much of what they do in life is healthy, and that not being size confined has no negative impact. But there are those of us in Pride America who do want to be free to elect what our size will be. And when the McRib is introduced, as it was by McDonald's, you take that choice away from us. Explain that, please.
Yes. What is meant by that? I wrote that editorial, too, by the way. What I meant by that was this. In Pride America, we make choices for ourselves in what we eat, how we dress, how we look, and we do this knowing that we're not size confined. Some of us are in excess of 300 pounds. I myself weigh 320 pounds, and yet I am fully mobile. I'm healthy. I don't have any health issues. I do watch what I eat. I'm not looking to become the world's biggest man or any of these other nonsensical goals that some people have. But the McRib is a game changer. The McRib is an attractive meal item. It is particularly attractive to those of us who are members of Pride America, those who are not size confined, because it is pork. It is very flavorful. It is garnished, as you mentioned, Phil, in dressing it or garnishing it. It is garnished very well. It's an excellent sandwich. And, of course, it has a delicious sandwich bun or sourdough bun that is encases this delicious sandwich. Not being size confined means that I'm going to want to eat a McRib. Others who are not size confined will want to eat a McRib. And so we will be front and center at McDonald's buying as many McRibs as we can without one shred of dignity or decency or pride left, because McDonald's has gone for the sweet spot. They have, in baseball, they call it a sweet spot, Phil. If you hit a ball in a sweet spot, you've hit it out of the ballpark. McDonald's has hit the sweet spot of Pride America and people that are not size confined.
And McDonald's has hit the sweet spot of Pride America and people that are not
size confined.
Size confined. So with the reintroduction of the McRib, what effectively have they done?
What they have done effectively is declared war on people who are trying to control their weight and their size and their self-image. They've declared war on us, and they have said, so you're attempting to get a hold of your life and to control your physical life and your physical image and your physical clothes. Well, we're not going to let you do that. Use the McRib.
Do you think that this is conscious, you know, on the part of McDonald's?
I don't know. But
because the way you said that, it sounds like, you know, they're declaring war in a conscious way.
No, I don't know. I mean, most likely it is more an omissive. It's more the myopic and the tunnel vision that a corporation has when it sees a profit. So they don't know who they're hurting. All they know is that they're going to put a big rib out there, and you're going to have millions and millions and millions of people that are not size confined going to buy this. And all the work that we've done in trying to keep people who are fat thousands away from this thousand is going to go for naught.
Roland Schwinn with us here. So the McRib is a real danger to people who are overweight.
People that are not size confined, that's right.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. The McRib is back, and McDonald's is making a big deal out of it. And it is a sandwich of 500 calories, 26 grams of fat. It is a pork sandwich, and it's a big popular sandwich. And among people that are battling weight problems, such as people in Pride America, Mr. Schwinn says it's like McDonald's declaring war on them. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride. It's not Fat Pride anymore, Roland. It's Pride America.
You are absolutely right, Phil. We changed the name of Fat Pride 2 years ago to Pride America. We felt it was far more interactive and much, much more welcoming, I think, to new members.
All right. We're talking about the McRib and McDonald's bringing it back, which is a threat to Pride America, threat to size-challenged people. I've heard people, or what you call not size-contained.
We call space-contained. We are not contained in space. To the uninitiated, it sounds very science fiction, new age. But what we mean is that space does not contain us. It means that, obviously, the girth and the width and the size of our bodies expands beyond what other people, what the size of other people. So when we are not space-contained, or we are not size-contained, we are, in fact, large, overweight.
Why not just say what a lot of people say, are fat?
No, we will never use that word, and it is painful for me to hear that word. And I'm very sorry that you said that, because that is a painful, painful reminder of a self-image that we have worked very hard to get rid of.
When I say the word fat, are you feeling pain?
Oh, God. It's like a wave of, the best way I can describe it is a wave of nausea.
Can you talk about fat?
Oh.
Okay, so we can't say that word.
Oh. 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 Please don't.
You cannot say that word, bud, okay?
Well, you said it.
I said it by mistake.
It's all right. I should have warned you, and I apologize.
All right, we will try to keep that word out of our...
What word?
Fat.
Don't say it.
Oh. I made a mistake.
What happened?
You're not supposed to say it.
Oh. Woo! Woo-hoo! Man. Oh, man.
God,
what happened to it, man? Just because I said that word?
Don't say the word.
Please don't say it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I have to tell you, Phil, I'm so big now, nothing matters. You know, I don't sweat There's an old saying, I don't sweat the small stuff. Well, when you're as big as me, when you're the size that I am, you sure as heck don't sweat the small stuff. You sure don't. So the McRib, as I was saying to you before I was interrupted by this man saying the word that I hope he doesn't say again.
We will not use that word again.
Is that the McRib? Is a virtual declaration of war by McDonald's on those of us that are not size contained, those of us who are not size restricted. And I am hopeful that McDonald's will see their way clear.
Otherwise, you said that people who are not size restricted or not size contained.
No, I said space contained. You're either not size restricted or you're not space contained.
What does space contained mean?
It means you're fat.
Hey!
Will you shut up, man?
Yeah!
You ain't supposed to use that word.
You asked me what it meant.
Just shut up about that word.
Hey!
What's he doing?
I don't know. It sounds disgusting, though.
Just as disgusting. It's disgusting.
What is it?
It's disgusting, you're right. When you say that word, what happens to me is disgusting. Oh, God, now I gotta get towels and everything.
Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know. Get towels, get paper towels if you can, but just get regular bath towels.
You got it, Ed.
Oh. All right, Please, Phil, tell the men in your studio not to use that word.
Don't say the word. Don't tell me you don't know what the word is.
Please don't say it.
I know.
All right. Now, with people coming to McDonald's for the McRib, people who are members of your organization, Pride America, other dieting organizations, other organizations of people that are proud of their size and so forth, or not, as the case may be, what does this mean? Does this mean that there is a rollback?
First of all, we don't appreciate the cheap jokes. I think you're better than that, Phil.
What cheap joke are you talking about?
Rollback. All right, rollback. Are you talking about me being rolled back like I'm a beer barrel?
Like you're a beer?
Like I'm a beer barrel.
You're like the beer barrel.
Yeah.
No, I did not mean to make a joke.
Well, it sounded like you were making a joke. I don't appreciate the cheap attempt at humor. If you want to make an attempt at humor, Phil, put some money into it. Put some expense into it. Put some value to it, all right? Not the cheap stuff. And I never thought of you as a guy that was involved in cheap stuff, you know?
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, what happens then? Is this going to keep your efforts from expanding?
Well, yes, because if we have people going to McDonald's for the McRib, it doesn't make any difference. I published a photograph of the McRib to members of Pride America. I published a photograph of the McRib to other groups, the McRib before you put the barbecue sauce on it. If you see the McRib before the barbecue sauce goes on it, you'll vomit. You will vomit, and you'll probably vomit blood. I kid you not, it is, in the words of Vincent Price in The Fly, a grotesquerie.
Who said that?
Vincent Price said in The Fly.
Okay, that's enough to put me off of it.
Let me tell you what, there's nothing you've ever seen in your life before or since that is as frightening as a McRib without the sauce on it. And I challenge anyone, to go into a McDonald's and say, I'd like a McRib, but first, let me see it without the sauce on it. Go ahead and take a good long look at it, and then go ahead, I dare you to order it. And to eat it. What are you laughing about?
Well, I mean, so in other words, why would anybody from your organization want it?
Phil, we are not your average eater. We eat people who are in Pride America, we eat anything. We eat everything. And if you want to know the stories about cats, dogs that are missing, I'm not kidding you. We eat it.
Cats and dogs.
I'm telling you, we eat everything. Everything in the world.
Well, all right. Okay, so that doesn't work.
No, the only thing that's going to work is to speak the truth to these people and to tell them that McDonald's is declaring war on us, those of us that are not space-contained, those of us that are not size-restricted. McDonald's has declared war on us, and they won't be satisfied till all of us are begging for a McRib, are begging to eat a McRib even after we've seen it without a sauce on it.
Roland Schwinn from Pride America. We'll be back to Phil Hendry Show. Hendry.
ANZ.com. WETANZ.com.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
No, he should have sent it right when I asked for it. See, that's what I'm. This is the reaction time. Anyway, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I asked Bud to send me the picture of the McRib because we have on the line with us here, of course, Roland Schwinn from Pride America. I want to see the picture of the McRib without the sauce. No, that doesn't help me if you guys sent it to me on the it doesn't. Everything needs to get here on my computer.
I sent it to the computer. I sent it by way of email.
Wrong computer, man. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to just enter in McRib, and then I'm going to enter in McRib. And then I'm going to hit images and see if we can find it that way instead. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on the line with me is Mr. Schwinn from organization Pride America, which at one time was called Blank Pride. We don't want to say that word.
Thank you very much, Phil, because we have worked so very hard to try to eliminate that word from our vocabulary, and your assistants there, the staff members there, saying it, I almost feel as if there's a little bit of maliciousness is going on.
No, sir, not at all. I'll tell you, when I said fat pride, or I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that?
I didn't mean to do it. I swear to God, I didn't mean, you know...
We were just talking about it. He didn't mean to do what we said. That's what it used to be. Fat pride is what it called.
Don't say the word!
Yeah.
What is going on with that guy?
I don't know.
I apologize, Roland.
Yeah, sure. I think I've been very polite. If he says it one more time, I'll come down there and I'll tear him apart.
They didn't mean to do it on purpose.
Yeah, you didn't mean to do a lot of things. People don't mean to do a lot of things, my man. But they wind up doing them anyway. And if I hear either one of you guys do it again, I'll come down there and I'll rip you apart. I'll take you apart limb by limb.
Can I ask you what happened to you just then?
The guy said the word.
No, I know he said the word, but what did you... I heard you go through...
It's very similar to... it's very similar to morphing into a werewolf. I'm not saying that that's what happens, but there is a body shift. The body doesn't change, but the internal organs shift.
You're telling me that you have weaned yourselves off of that word so thoroughly, and you have so become... that word has become so toxic to you that when you hear that word, you go through a physical change like somebody turning into a werewolf.
It's the physical. I'm just saying that I imagine the physical pain is similar to that which was experienced, or is, or I don't know if it exists, it probably doesn't, experienced by those individuals who turned into werewolves. Because there's a physical, it almost feels like the cells are ripping apart.
God almighty. If I were you, and this is not, you know, any of my business, I would definitely take another look at that word and see if you can't work it back into your vocabulary.
Work it back in. Do you understand the work we've done to get rid of it? Do you understand what anathema that word is? Do you understand what that has done to us? How it's changed us to get rid of that word, and you want us to work it back in?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like when you hear it, you go through agony.
Yes, we do go through agony. We don't want to hear that word. We don't want that word in our vocabulary.
What do you say vocabulary?
Why are you saying it that way?
Because my lips are so fat, I can't say vocabulary. I can't say it the right way.
You can't say the.
No.
All right, we're looking at pictures here on our network screen here on Phil TV and HD of the McRib. Now, these are the various images that came back to us in our Google search. I don't know if anybody can see this McRib right here that is standing out, but you see there's kind of a light-colored pork meat. You see how dark the McRib is when you get it, and you probably think, well, heck, that's the way it looks. But in fact, and there it is, fully garnished, right there. Roland, when you look at this sandwich, what about it would you say is the standout?
I'm not looking at it. I can't. I won't look at it.
You are watching Phil TV in HD right now.
I was, until you decided that you would violate me.
I have not decided to violate you, sir.
Well, you do when you put a McRib anywhere near me on the screen. You violate me. And we are teaching members of our organization, we're teaching members of Pride America, that when they go to McDonald's and they order a McRib, they are violating themselves. They are committing a self-rape. And when you put me next to anything having to do with a big rib, see, again, I am so large and I am so not in space confined that my lips are so fat I can't say McRib.
You can't even say McRib. You were saying it a few minutes ago.
A half hour ago, yes. That was before I heard the car seats.
So, in other words, you're getting fatter as... Uh-oh.
You screwed up that time.
I know. Good God.
Man, well, I don't know what's going on with that guy. It's scaring me.
What is it, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
He morphed.
Popeye?
I don't know whether you think it's funny, Henry.
No, I don't.
Well, I guess you think it's funny, because it's not funny to me. I'll come over there and I will take you apart. There's no problem with me at all.
I blew it. I know I blew it. I'm sorry. I said the word. I'm sorry.
That was multidimensional, what happened to me.
I don't understand what this is. You guys are so frightened of that word, and it is such a toxic thing, as I said, that when you hear that word...
Yeah, we go through it's multidimensional changes.
You go through multidimensional changes. All I heard...
What did it sound like? Because I've never actually had it recorded.
You sounded like you were changing into... It was like Dr. Heckle... what do you call a guy?
Dr. Heckle.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jide.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you guys are jackballs from way back.
Sorry, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Sounded like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like you're right. It's like something's, you know, I don't know. Maybe if Dr. Jekyll were still around and he wanted to continue his experiments with evil, good and evil and all that, all he would need is to say that word, you know.
And
the fact that your lips are so fat that you can't say vocabulary or McRib.
No, I can't. And, you just said the word fat. I can price of the two, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Now, what is this? I'm going to take a break, and when I come back...
I might have cured myself.
I don't think so. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Find out whether this guy is putting me on and what we're doing here, talking about a McRib. I haven't found one image of McRib that looks like anything that he's describing. He said that the McRib, without barbecue sauce, is something that you don't even want to go near.
Look at that pig.
There's a pig picture here. Good God. Oh, there it is. There. Oh, look at that. Anatomy of a McDonald's McRib, 100% boneless, 100% nauseating. Wait till you see this, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth.
Look at that.
He's our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I heard you say that word.
I said my lips are full, but I can.
All right. Well, if you get sick hearing that word, we won't say that word. But I heard you say the F word.
Phil, you have on your screen right now on the Phil TV and HD pictures of the McRib, and that's what I'm talking about.
All right. So my audience has seen this. And I think what we're saying here is that the McRib is a nauseating looking thing when it is not garnished. What I'm trying to do is getting this thing in the background, I guess. I don't know. Why do I have FTP? Oh, I've got fade going on. Nonetheless, what we're trying to say here is that the McRib is a disgusting-looking food.
That's exactly what we've been trying to tell people.
When it doesn't have its garnishings on it.
That is exactly what I've been trying to tell people. And this nonsense about whether the idea of whether
Do you want to eat a McRib?
Yes, of course I want to eat a McRib. You hear how I'm getting winded because of the number of times that your staff said the word F-A-T.
Well, you said it yourself, too.
I know, but I got very winded, and yes, I do want a McRib. And that's what the danger is, Phil.
Even though it looks like that.
Even though it looks like that, even though it looks like something that has been digested by a baby and then thrown back up, it looks like a fully digested hamburger in a baby's stomach only a baby's stomach, and then thrown back up as a kind of, almost like a Pavlov mix.
Oh, God.
God, what are you talking about?
I'm giving it back to you guys as good as it is to me. But the vocabulary...
And by the way, he can't say vocabulary because his lips... His lips are too thick.
Yeah, I don't want people to think it's racist. I'm a white man. But my lips are so thick because of my weight.
Right. All right, so...
The McRib, for anyone who hasn't had a McRib, when it's not covered in the throat,
Your lips are so your lips have gotten bigger and bigger as you've been eating during this hour, and now I can't understand anything you're saying.
I still don't understand. You don't?
No, I don't.
I thought I was covered in UBB. Damn.
Yeah, we can't understand you, Mr. Schwinn.
Oh, bye, Tom.
Why don't you stop eating for the hour that you've been talking to us?
Are you kidding me? Have a great.
I don't understand what he's saying. I will tell you this. You've made an excellent point about the McRib. I will avoid it. I know that you won't, even though it looks as vile as it does. You people with Pride America, you can't help yourselves.
That's why we're in Pride America. I can't help myself. That's it, McRib. And that's why we are begging, we are pleading with McDonald's to please not sell this particular food item. And help save the space confinement of so many people upon. Boo-boo.
Your words are now no longer making any sense. It sounded like you just said boo-boo.
No, baby.
Good night.
Okay, Roland Schwinn from Pride America. I didn't know it was possible, and I don't think it is. I think it's some kind of mental disease he's got.
What about that guy's lips?
I don't think anybody's lips get that much bigger as you're eating food during an hour.
Yeah, he said he ate so much food that his lips got in the way.
I'll bet you he was eating so much food that his mouth got in the way. Yeah, but it had nothing to do with the fact that he was adding, and now we can say it because he's not on the phone anymore, fat to his lips. This cat, I will tell you one thing, though, and I said it to him, and I mean it. He did a public service tonight by pointing out to us what that vile-looking sandwich looks like without any of the garnishings on it. It is an unbelievable-looking mess. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 here. Coming up, we're going to have our news and information hour. We also have Robert and Bud hanging on for that one. And some things to remind you of, including the website, as well as the contest to win 30 days free from philhendryshow.com. Let's go over to Austin. Hey, Austin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I wanted to make a comment about that McRib. I enjoy eating a McRib. I think it's a very delicious. I've never seen the McRib that man was talking about. I can tell you that
Well, he's talking about the McRib that you eat.
He's talking about a totally different sandwich, because I've never seen a McRib sandwich that looked like... He said it looked like a baby threw it up or something.
Well, I don't know if you've been online, but there are images of the McRib.
No, I don't need to go online and look at... I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to look at that. No way.
Okay, so let me ask you something. You don't want to look at it because why?
I don't want to look. I've enjoyed the McRib sandwich for as long as they've had that sandwich in 1982 when I was in high school. And I've eaten a McRib sandwich. I've enjoyed a McRib. And I'm not going to do anything that's going to ruin my enjoyment of that sandwich. And if that means I stay away from pictures of it after a baby's eaten it or whatever you said.
No, it's not after a baby's eaten it. It's that it actually looks like something, according to Mr. Schwinn. The McRib sandwich looks like something a baby's already eaten and then thrown back up.
You know, that just gave me a mental image, God.
Hi. Is this Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Henry. I told him not to call your program because it's going to make him sick.
Who is this?
My name is Mary Kay, and we're calling from Lancaster, California. That is awesome. He's my son. He's my son-in-law.
Okay, what happened to him?
He just went over and sat down. He said that you gave him a very, very vivid picture of McRib. And he said that's blown it all. It blowed it all up for him. And I told him not to get on the phone and talk to you. But he wanted to call. He loved listening to your program.
We've talked to him before in the air.
I know. My daughter's out now. Right now she's shopping. And so just him and me right here. So I said, well, turn on the radio. Make yourself feel better. And he turned it on, he heard the thing about McRib, and you said that it looked like it come out of a baby. That's what put him off his that put him off his dinner. He's not going to have no dinner now.
And well, so he was supposed to be eating dinner?
That's right, he's supposed to eat dinner. You want to have dinner now?
I don't want to touch it. I don't want to, because everything looks like it came out of a baby's rear end.
You think that everything looks like it came out of a baby's rear end?
No, that's not what I said, and that's not what Mr. Schwinn said, and not that it makes any difference. He said it looks like it was something that a baby threw up.
You hear that, Ron? He said that it looks like something a bit. And by the way, your name's Roland, right?
No, my name's Austin.
That's right. They're Austin. He said it looked like something a baby threw up.
Oh, it didn't come out of a baby's rear end?
No, it did not.
All right. Well, I bet it still makes me want to vomit, but I guess I could go over and try this soup. What kind is it?
Tortilla soup. I made it myself.
All right, thanks, buddy.
But anyway, I'm Mr. Marcus' mother-in-law. I'm Mary Kay.
Well, pleased to meet you, ma'am, and I'm sorry that he was sickened by the imagery that we were using, that Mr. Schwinn was using, but I think it was apt, and I think that once people do investigate this McRib sandwich, they're going to be unpleasantly surprised.
Well, I know that I've personally fed that to my children. I've never believed in fast food. I've always believed in feeding them very wholesome meals, the vegetables, as well as, of course... I had something in the back of my throat all afternoon. Vegetable.
Well, listen, thank you very, very much.
Well, I'm not done yet.
877-876-PHIL. So that's the mother-in-law, huh?
That's what she said. That's why I screened the call and put it right on through. I hope you that is a good one.
Yeah, huh? Sure, that's great, bud.
What's wrong with it?
She's just as goofy as that son. Yeah, I hope you'll excuse me. I had something in my throat all afternoon.
She's done it in the back of her throat.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Welcome back, anyway, folks, to reality. Thank you for those calls, bud. And again, if you do want to, you know, maintain any part of your appetite over the next few days, please do not go and see this stuff that we've been showing you, that damn McRib. I'm telling you. And to think, you know, I don't know what it is. McDonald's does make a kind of a food that in many ways one can like, one can love almost, you know. And then they come out with this McRib and it makes you want to commit suicide. It makes you lose all your faith in humanity.
Yeah, that's my point too. I'd go to McDonald's and have a Big Mac or have a quarter pounder with cheese or anything, and I'll think, man, that's the best place I've ever been. And then I see a McRib, and I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yep. That's pretty much my read on that, man. Time for Burger King, man.
Now, they probably got something Burger King look like I come out of a baby.
Probably. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. News and information now on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.